Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, pump up your energy. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. And for all those of you listening in the United States, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday and thank you for joining us today. Our show is also available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and syndicated on missionsradio.org and liveleadplay.com. So the New Year's is coming. Are you thinking about New Year's resolution yet? Are you looking to be healthier, better, stronger in some way? Do you want to have kids you don't have to yell, nag, or punish just to get them to do something? Do you want to start a whole new family this new year with the same old people? Well, begin this new year by enrolling in our Harmonious Family Blueprint program. Imagine walking in a room where you have skills to effectively communicate in a way where your kids are engaged, everyone's working towards the same goal, and really supportive of each other's feelings and needs. Well, this can be a reality. If you're interested in our program and creating this type of family atmosphere, join us in our three-month Harmonious Family Blueprint program. Email us at info@integrativeminds.com with your contact information to schedule an interview time. That email address is also a link in the show notes. Today's episode is about saving more money. And if you have kids, tutoring is probably one thing that you are either thinking of doing or are doing. So how do you save money and find the right tutor? Research indicates that the benefits of a tutor and or a tutoring program can improve students' academic skills, lower high school dropout rates, improve students' self-esteem and confidence, and social skills. It can also provide a positive role model, emotional support for youth, and it also creates a competition-free learning atmosphere and it allows students to progress at their own rate. Of course, it provides every student a more personalized feedback and encouragement. So what makes an effective tutor? How do you find the right tutor? And how do you save more money on tutoring? Well, our guest today is going to answer these questions and many more questions for you. He is the founder of Initia Education, which provides academic success coaching and high-performance test prep, including the SAT, ACT, to bright students struggling with challenges like time management, special needs such as ADD and ADHD. He and his team guide each student by teaching them proven systems that empower them to achieve lifelong habits of success. They've worked with students both live, online, and in person. They're located here in Los Angeles area. He is proud to have helped his students gain admissions and scholarships to colleges just as Stanford, UC Berkeley, and Boston College. He is also our expert guest today, and in a previous show, number 8, titled Bet You Never Knew This About Standardized Testing. It was almost a year ago when he was here, and we're so glad he's back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Victor Solis. Hi, Victor.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for that long introduction. I was like, wow, that's a lot. It sounds like a lot to think about.
Well, that's all you.
Yeah, well, it's the students for sure.
Yeah, and I know this is just part of what you do in your daily life is helping students. You also are our producer in technical and has helped me so much on this show. So I want to at least give a shout out for you. In that regards, this show would not be happening without you.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's always great to be able to help, you know, other content creators and people who have a lot to share and getting that word out. So anything that we can do to boost this signal and to amplify these messages is always a great opportunity. So yeah, it's been great to be talking with you. Thanks for bringing me on to talk about how we can save some money.
Yeah, we always, especially when it comes to our kids, we want to give them the best thing, but we also don't want to kill our pocketbook doing it at the same time.
Right. Yeah, that's something that I don't hear as many parents always ask about or talk about, even though sometimes it feels like the elephant in the room. And what I mean, I could give an example of a family that I sat down with, and then I was talking to the parents after we met for the first time, just for a free consultation. And they said, well, you know, he is so busy with ice hockey, with this new volunteering program that he's trying to do, and he's trying to keep balance. But now we got this new thing on top of everything, is doing some kind of tutoring program. And look, we want it to be worth his time. We want it to be worth our time. And that's where we look at each other and they said, you know, let's really think about this in terms of not so much the cost of the hit to your pocketbook, like you said, but what are options? Is this the right time? Is this the right setting? Is this a good fit? And since we're talking about, you know, the growth of your child and learning in more than just a numbers way or a math way or just a reading or a skill such as that, we're really talking about how can the student value his time and think about what are different ways that I can learn, and not just because there's this program for X number of hours, that's the thing that's going to be the fit for you. So it's really about cost in terms of time and in terms of money out of parents' well-earned salaries. So we want that to be worthwhile.
Right. And I think that for me, I don't know much about, you know, I know what to look for when I go buy a car, but I don't even know what to look for when it comes to the right tutor. So let's start off with the big question is, how do you save more money on tutoring?
Yeah, that really starts with this first step of finding what is the situation with my child, and is this something that is going to be of benefit to the child and to the parents? We're talking about, you know, the health and well-being of the whole family. So to unpack that a little bit, the first question is, you know, how do we know that we need tutoring? Have we tried other resources? And a lot of parents typically have. They've spoken to the teacher or perhaps a counselor, a therapist, whoever their guides and advisors might be. And oftentimes what we see in our experience is that parents are looking for more peace of mind. And the benefit that comes with a good tutor, and I'll define that later, you know, how do you know that this is a good tutor, is that the parents want the peace of mind where you can have a skilled, experienced third person, this third party who is really adept at working with that age range and really adept at communicating on the student's level. And that's a very different kind of relationship than a teacher-student relationship. It's quite different than a sports coach and a student. It has a little bit of both, but what we're looking for is first deciding, I think that this would be of benefit to my child to have somebody as that third-party guide. And if you think that that's a good choice, then great. There are now different options when it comes to tutoring.
And then I know there's a broad price range too. What's the difference when it comes in prices?
Sure. Yeah, the prices are oftentimes a very good reflection of the business model. So for parents out there who are coming from the business world, imagine at the very small freelance end, you might have, say, an undergrad student or somebody who is pretty young in their educational career, maybe somebody who is age 19 to 25. They might be between undergrad and grad school. And perhaps they're quite skilled at tutoring students. But the question is, how much experience do they have? Is this something that they happen to do? Or is this more of a profession for them? So at that low end, in terms of the pricing range, something around, you know, 20 to 30 an hour, it might be somebody who is okay and who has some experience. But as you start moving up the ladder to more experience, and then getting to people who are professional tutors, that this is something they do part-time or full-time. It might be their business. They might be working for another company. But at this point, that's where you want to start thinking, how do I interview this potential tutor? How many years of experience do you have? How many students have you worked with? Have you worked only one-on-one? Have you worked in small groups? Have you taught to classes? Because all of those are very different modes of working with students. And you might find somebody who has taught many classes and they're great when it comes to a big group of, you know, 20 plus students, but it's quite a different way of working with somebody one-to-one, where you're guiding them towards arriving at the solutions, you're leading them to learn how to learn. And that really is somebody who has had a lot of one-to-one experience. So that's when you start moving higher up the level to, you know, 50 an hour. There's certainly tutors on both coasts here in the Southern California area, in the Bay Area, or New York City that can command rates of, you know, upwards of $150 an hour.
Wow.
So it also depends on not just the experience of the tutor, but what is their offering. Are they giving you white glove treatment where they are really beyond just a tutor, but a coach that mentors a student with learn how to study, learn how to manage your choices, and how do you schedule your time? Are you learning the same kind of techniques that we know work really well in college, really well as an entrepreneur or as a person in business? And so it depends on the maturity of the student. If the student is interested in that, like, yeah, I want to challenge myself. I want to push and really give myself a fantastic learning experience instead of, we just need a homework helper, $20 an hour. She'll come over to the house and the two of them are fine and they get through. It's like, all right, then that might be a different price range for something that is just enough. But at the higher end price range, and when we're really giving parents this unique concierge experience, that the child is really treated as the single student in this environment, in this learning space, where we think about, where are we? When are we meeting? What are the lighting conditions? You know, how are we giving ourselves a little laboratory? And we're going to learn by exploring. We're going to learn just like a fantastic mentor would guide you to reach discoveries. And you know, that level of teaching and mentoring is what you would find at those higher levels. So it gives you quite a broad range of experiences too. But I hope that is like the nickel tour of what is out there.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of private tutors, but then there's also companies that tutor. So what are the different types of tutors and companies, and how do they differ? Are they, is one better than the other in any way?
That's oftentimes something that a lot of parents are thinking about. So say you have the large regional company or the national company. Based on the economics of this business, they very much rely on quantity. So they have to have a lot of students coming in, and therefore they oftentimes offer a lot of classes. So that's one choice is, are you looking for a learning approach where it's several students in a group per one tutor? Is it very structured like an SAT class where you're going to do a very fixed number of hours, a fixed number of lessons, and a fixed number of practice tests? That truly is a designed class. And companies like us that are more boutique, where we have, say, less than 50 students a year, yes, we have classes. And you can find classes at those bigger companies. So for a class, it's oftentimes quite economical. But the other thing to consider is that a good fit for my child? If my child is a bit more reserved and sensitive and really opens up when she feels guided by somebody who really cares and is a good communicator.
And even a special need child, right? That's going to require different handling.
Certainly, if you know that, okay, my child does very well one-to-one, and even though we like the idea of a class for this, in order to help her to get through these challenges and to become a better student, maybe it would be more beneficial to do one-to-one. Okay, that means that the price is going to be higher, but the benefit is oftentimes much greater because you know that you have a dedicated tutor for your child. They're going to build this relationship and this learning process as the tutor learns more about how the student thinks, what is the student's particular preferences, and that can give you a tremendous benefit. So it's ultimately up to parents, like, well, you know, what do we feel is going to be a great experience, and what is the fit with the pricing that we feel is going to merit going with that option?
You mentioned pricing. Are there ways that we can negotiate for a good price and not compromise on the quality?
Sure. Yeah. That it, oftentimes we don't think of negotiating in the same way. Like you said, like, you know how to buy a car and you can go to websites to learn, oh, ask about this and, you know, ask them about this rate and you speak the lingo. So for tutors, we can think of it similarly. What is the jargon of tutoring? You have, is it private? Is it one-to-one? Is it one tutor to several? Or how about if I bring a friend, because my son has a buddy of his, they're on the same baseball team, they can study together. Could we have a deal? Do you have a special rate for a group of two students? So a lot of private tutors, of course, you're paying a high rate if it's strictly one tutor to one student, but you could get a pretty good deal if you bring a friend. So that's often a really easy way that parents can ask. If that feels like it might be tougher to schedule, sometimes it is with two very busy children that have different activities.
But then
another question is, well, how about instead of us coming to you, could you come to us? So what that might look like is, you know, at my church, we have several of the parents, or at my PTA group, you know, there's three or four of these students, and they've all known each other for a few years. What if we put a little group together at our home? Can you come to our home? And could you work with three or four students? So sometimes that works well. It's a fixed time. It's a certain number of hours. And in a way, you're helping to design this with the tutor. And for multiple students, that's oftentimes a much better deal. So it could be siblings as well. Maybe my sixth grader just needs about half an hour, but my sophomore probably needs an hour and a half. So if we do a total of 2 hours, one child, then the other, could that also work? Because you're helping the tutor to cut down on their travel, especially if they're coming to you. And then the last method would be, can we work online? It is different. It is not the same experience as being in the same room with a live human being. But for some students, they do very well with it. They respond well, especially if the content that you're covering, like say, we both have the same SAT book, we're both looking at the same problems, turn to page 355, that you know exactly where the student is online through video conferencing, can actually work very well at a very low price. And that's typically the lower of the pricing range, because the tutor can be working from an office or perhaps, you know, from a home office.
Right. And he cuts down on the drive time. So, and now that we're in the age of technology, let's start moving online. I know that when I'm coaching, I do all my coaching online, and it works just as effectively as in person for me. I don't know about you.
Right. And I think that takes us back to, which this could be a whole other episode, is
yeah.
what are pedagogical techniques? What are the techniques that we use to really ignite a student's interest? And especially if what the student is already used to at that age, let's say middle school through high school, the student is most likely used to the personal interaction in a classroom, or certainly in person. So to transition over to this new mode of, okay, we see each other on the laptop screen, but we're also looking at material at the same time. So I need to make sure that that student and I, we share the same textbooks, we share the same material. And for certain subjects like math, where we're always learning by working it out by hand, working it out on paper, it feels like one of the best ways to really help students is in person when it comes to math. So that way the tutor can observe how the student is writing. Being very orderly and organized and methodical is absolutely necessary for doing well in math. And the best way to see that is by sitting next to that student. So I feel that for the K through 12 ages, we haven't seen a lot of tutoring companies really do successful, you know, business building by solely video conferencing. I think adults to adults, it's much more discussion based, and video conferencing is fantastic. So again, it comes down to parents knowing what's comfortable.
Well, you mentioned structure earlier. Can you tell us what is an effective tutoring session? How should it be structured? Is that custom for each child?
Sure. On one hand, you might have the homework helper, a tutor with limited experience, and he's going to drop in and help with what you need today. So that might be an as-we-go basis. We'll call you if we need you. So for a tutor, since that doesn't have as much consistency, you may have some difficulties sometimes in terms of scheduling, because maybe the tutor gets quite booked. So it actually helps the student. It certainly helps the parents to have more of a structure, such as, let's work together for 3 months. And let's look at the end of that 3 months and let's see some measurement. You know, how have we found results? You know, let's talk with our student and the parents all together at the end of that time period so we can see, have we reached some breakthroughs? You know, is the student feeling supported? For us, I check in with parents about every 2 weeks and I just give them a quick call to say, this is what I'm observing, especially if there's something that feels like, this may be a longer term relationship, and maybe there's something about how the student learns, as you had asked earlier, if there's special needs, that we might need to really think about something for the semester. So it's really wise to look at a structure of several months and then circle back, see how everybody feels. If grades are up, fantastic. Hey, we may not need tutoring right now. We'll call you if we need to review before the final. But if you think about what benefit that is to the tutor, you're telling the tutor, I am committing to you. We want you to commit to us. So can I book you for every Monday at 7 p.m.? We'll do it like clockwork and we'll have this many weeks. Now the tutor says, hey, great. I know that I'm committing to you. I have a client that is really interested in moving forward. And if you're going to opt to pay an advance for a block of hours, such as let's pay you for the first month, or let's pay you for the first 8 hours, then that can also lower the cost. If you say, how about I just write you one check? So if you have the cash flow to do that, that can be a really attractive incentive to the yeah. tutor. And sometimes you're talking to big businesses, they may not be as open to doing that, whereas boutique companies or you know, a freelance tutor might be much more flexible to working with you.
Okay. Now, I know you have a free guide to saving money by hiring the right tutor. So how do you find the right tutor?
Right. How do we start this search? So a lot of parents will go to your friends. You'll go to that PTA mm-hmm. member, and you want to check to, number one, find somebody who's credible. Number two, looking for somebody that is really passionate about working with students and doesn't just have a knack for it, but really enjoys it. If you have a teacher, an instructor who loves what they do, you know that they're much more likely to strike up some inspiration in the child. So talk with your friends, ask people in the neighborhood, such as perhaps your realtor or a financial advisor, especially if they do a lot of networking. And then when you're searching online, there are some really large companies that they're effectively marketplaces. They're a big matchmaker. You input, I'm looking for algebra tutoring, and they say, here is a list. Or they might say, call us and we will refer you to somebody in your area. So you want to be careful to find out, is this just a giant website that has tutors opting in and everybody sort of figures it out on their own? Or is this company carefully vetting the tutors, really interviewing them, making sure that they're handpicked and finding true professionals? So really think about what the kind of website is. And of course, do some local searches like SAT prep tutoring in my name of city. And that can oftentimes bring up local companies, as well as maybe some freelancers who specialize in working with a small group of students.
I see. Now, we talked earlier about how Johnny has football and volunteer work and all of, you know, these things in his schedule. So how do you go about planning the right tutoring schedule for that child? Do you work with the parents? Do you work with the child? Or how does it work?
Right, right. And this is something that I hope parents who are listening will really write down in your notes as far as what should I ask a possible tutor? And that is what you said is a structure. What is expected out of a tutoring session? Number one, that the tutor is a role model. You are the mentor and you are going to model success for this student. So one question to ask would be, well, tell me, what's a typical good session like? And see what that tutor says. You know, does she say, here's how we do it. We start with number one, what's your priority? What do you need right now? Okay, we need to get through this homework. Okay, number two, what's next coming up in your schedule? Is there a quiz? Is there a test? What's the next big milestone? And let's start thinking in advance. And then you spend the majority of that session working on problems and making sure that the student understands the underlying concept. And it isn't just do problem five, do problem six. Anybody can churn through a ton of homework problems, but a very skilled instructor will be talking with that student to understand, do you see why we set it up this way? Do you see why it helps to outline this essay? Do you recognize why this is easier if we write our algebra this way and use careful handwriting? So that's what you want to hear from the tutor. What are the things you are going to discuss? Are you going to work on problems? Are you going to then do a recap at the end to make sure that the student recognizes, hey, what did you cover today? And what else did you learn? And what was like a big breakthrough? Maybe there was something that the child didn't know before. So the child ultimately will end like, hey, I'm ending on a high note. It was effective. We feel productive. And the child feels that she was listened to, most of all.
I'm wondering, how do you manage ongoing tutoring to ensure that your student is getting the results that their parents had set a mark for, maybe what the child has set a mark for, so that everybody's on that same page?
Mm-hmm. Right. A really good way to start, rather than thinking, well, what should we do a month from now, or what should we do when progress reports come out, is let's start on the successful path by asking for the free consultation. Ask, hey, could we spend, say, 15 minutes with you and Alex, and then Alex can get a little bit of guidance on a few problems, and the two of you can get to feel this relationship. You know, does he feel like this is a good fit? And then Mom and Dad and Alex, they can get together and say, all right, so what do you think? You know, did you enjoy it? Was it clear? Because you can have a tutor who is quite skilled at a subject and may not necessarily be able to convey that in a very clear communicative style that works for the student. And maybe it's just not a fit. Set yourself up for success in the beginning by doing a brief consultation. This is oftentimes free. And make sure that after the very first full session that you circle back to your child and say, okay, so what do you think? Because if the child feels that there's a good connection and that, yeah, it was fun, I got it, she made it seem so easy, she had a great explanation. And what tools did the tutor use? Did you have a laptop? Did you use a useful software? Did you just have a great whiteboard? Did you use some props and make sense of it out of a word problem? Find out right away from the consultation or from the first session, was that a good fit with your child? And then as you go along, maybe every couple of weeks, after every test, is a good time to go back. How did we do? Is there something else we could have done differently? And it's a lot of we, that a good tutor is there as part of the team. It's not about blame. It's all about what's a good solution that goes forward.
Okay. We have a few minutes left, and I kind of gave it away a little bit earlier about you having a free guide. Is that something that our listener could get a hold of? And can you tell us a little bit more about that free guide?
Yeah, I thought a while back that I always hear the same questions from so many parents, like you ask, like, well, what should we expect? And how can we begin this search? And what are some good interview questions? So if you put all that together, you have a lot more options, you have more knowledge, and you're most likely going to find a good deal that gives you a really beneficial tutoring relationship. So I'm sure in your show notes, you can put that link where your guests can come on down and they can download that. And they can always ask. We're available to give our free consultations too. So I'm happy to talk with any of your listeners, wherever they may be in the country, so that way they can get some guidance on what is this great way of helping my child to move forward as an independent learner, where you will work your way out of tutoring. That would be the goal.
Victor's webpage is Initia, I-N-I-T-I-A, education.com. All this information is in the show notes. His office phone number is 424-999-8771. So thank you so much, Victor, for giving us some valuable tools and information in kind of dissecting this big monster of tutors, because you answer some great questions.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. It was my pleasure.
And listeners, until next time, always be learning and always be growing.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.